hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM/FM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and if I sound a little different today, I'm sick as a dog. But that doesn't matter. We're going to press on. I've got Don Zimmerman coming up here, hopefully within a few minutes. Don, are you out there? Spent some time at his at the Ron Paul. Do you have him? Do you have him? Are you talking to a body that knows where he's at? Okay. At any rate, we'll locate down here in a few minutes. It is, it's caucus night, folks, out in Iowa. You know, I was totally amazed. I was listening to an interview that Ron Paul had done with Sean Hannity. Oh, dear Sean. And even Sean wanted to diffuse the fact of why they get in an argument after one of the debates. And Hannity insisted what was on foreign policy. Ron Paul said no, it was on foreign policy. It was on the texting or the polls that you'd set up. Oh, well, they really weren't polls. Then what were they? Well, Ron Paul had beaten the snot out of them, all of it. But it was rather funny. It was almost a nice interview, as nice as Sean Hannity can get with that smile on his face and that little boy look on his face. Oh, but that's right. He does radio as well, so you can't see his face. Thank God. You listen to more of the content without the distractions, the screen wipes, you know, who knocked out who in the second round of the big prize fight and all that other stuff that goes on television. It was rather amazing. We'll have Don hopefully up here in a couple of minutes. I hope he didn't forget, because if I can be here sick, he can be here for an interview. Rough. On the markets today, while we got a couple of minutes, folks, all kinds of records being set. None of them good as far as the stock market goes. Bad day at BlackRock today. Good news, well, it's not necessarily, depends on how you look at this. Gold had broken another record today, as well as oil. Actually, oil for the second straight day, trading at over $100. But closed down slightly to 99 and some change. It was rather fascinating to watch the cleanup crew in these financial news shows trying to scramble. The market was absolutely flat. The sales for the auto companies came out, was not good at all. Just flat, 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 flat. But they'd spent an enormous amount of time, almost 15 minutes, talking about property in Manhattan. Well, you know, property in Manhattan, New York, is, well, it's up 6.5%. Oh, goody. But it's always like that. They don't expect any change in 2008. Why? Well, that's where all the money is. That's where all the people with briefcases and all the money that all the people that deal in money. So that they got to live someplace. So they'll extract the last dollar out of their pocket, and that'll probably wind up as the rest of the country has gone as far as real estate goes. Do we have him yet? We don't have him. Well. Tell you what we're going to do then. We're going to take this break, and we'll decide what we're going to do during the break. I might even run a rerun. I feel so lousy today. All right. We'll break. We'll be right back. Jeez.
We must take a miracle back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're going to continue to try to get. I know Zimmerman was extremely busy. It took 45 minutes in his office yesterday to have a 10-minute conversation. The other 5 minutes was making coffee. So we will get a hold of him, even if I have to get on my cell phone, drive across town, and go plop myself down in his office. Don, where are you? At any rate. I'll tell you what, let's take some calls. We can do that in the meantime. Do we have anybody listed here? Is that Bill in Mobile, Alabama? Hello, Bill.
Yeah, Bill, hello, John. Listen, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Sorry you're sick, but I got some good news for you.
And the news is?
Larry King Live has got an online poll for the caucus. Who would you vote for in the Iowa caucus, it says, and it's got all the front runners. Ron Paul, out of 4,813 votes, has 3,726 of them. Next in line is Hillary, then Barack, and then Edwards. And those are respectively 300, 200, and 100. Ron Paul sitting there with 3,726 out of 4,813. I'll let you go, John. Sorry you're feeling under the weather, bud.
Hey, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be doing something else.
I know. Listen, I hope your guests get on. He'll give you a little break from having to talk.
All right. Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate
your
call.
Take care, John.
All right.
You, bud.
3,700, huh? Now, what's the link here? Is there something about Larry King that appeals to people that would be Ron Paul supporters? Or is this just the general population that happened to watch Larry King Live, and they do a sampling poll, and this is how it comes back? See, this is the problem that Sean Hannity had as well, that when you do this and you put out a poll and you get the numbers back, well, you don't want to accept the numbers. Now, I was watching television today. I was watching the news covering the Iowa caucuses, and nary Ron Paul was even mentioned. They did, I will say, CNN did this. They did run clips, and I think for about three and a half seconds, there was a picture of Ron Paul. But then they went into Barack Obama, they went into Hillary Rodham Clinton of Sodom and Gomorrah, Mr. Huckabee, great bass playing on Jay Leno last night. You know, it's nice to know if the ex-governor of Arkansas does not get the White House gig, he can probably go out there and get a gig in a band someplace. He's not a bad bass player. But as president, with his cockeyed approach to foreign policy, tapping on the shoulders of the CFR chief up there, oh, that's right, Mr. Haas, going to Mr. Haas and asking about foreign policy about the Middle East is like going to the devil and asking for salvation. All right, it's that bad. Let's go back to the phones here. I guess we have a series of callers. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Well, wish you a happy new year and all that stuff. I didn't get a chance last night. And I know what your, you know, the topic is, you know, Ron Paul right now.
Yeah, it is, and I've got Don Zimmerman waiting in the wings. Was that a hang-up?
John, I'm here.
Oh, Don?
Yes.
There you are, Don.
I thought somebody else had pulled in there, but no, I'm finally with you here.
Okay, great. Hey, I appreciate it very much. Don, I was in your office yesterday for about 45 minutes, and I think we got a whole 10 minutes to talk.
It was crazy. It's busy, and it's been like that. The Ron Paul response has just been phenomenal, and it continues to grow.
Well, a caller just called in from Alabama and said that Larry King had done a poll.
Uh-huh.
And out of all the respondents, I think there was a little over 4,000. Ron Paul got 3,700. And the question was, who would you like to see in the White House?
Uh-huh.
You know, these polls, Don, Sean Hannity, I was just talking about this before he came on with us. Sean Hannity, I remember after one of the debates, and I think it was in the Carolinas, and of course Fox was there, and they did the post-debate deal that they do, and
uh-huh.
Sit him in the little bar chairs, and there he's sitting in between Hannity and Combs. And they were getting ready to go to commercial break, and Sean Hannity is just deriding him about, oh, you got a bunch of texters out there that are adding their names in, you know, or whatever,
right.
Texting 10 times.
Internet spammers.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they were getting ready to go to break. And now, this happens very rarely in commercial television. When there's a break, they go to break. But Ron Paul was a little upset with him because he was kind of skewing this thing. And I remember they were going to go to break, and the camera almost started to fade. And then Ron Paul stuck his finger in Sean Hannity's face, and he started to go after him. Well, that ceased. They didn't take a commercial break. Alan Combs picked it up, and the discussion went on with Alan Combs for a couple more minutes.
Uh-huh.
But I just heard him recently. I guess he did Sean Hannity's radio program yesterday. And even Sean Hannity couldn't get it right of what that tiff was about. And Sean Hannity said, oh, it was a disagreement over foreign policy. He said, no, it wasn't. He says, you set up a poll and you didn't want to believe your own numbers.
Yeah.
It was rather fascinating. Don, if you would, now, you, my friend, you are an engineer, a software engineer. You got BSs and MSs. I mean, you know what you're doing. You're a pilot. And you're a professional guy. But you're not working in your profession, and you quit doing
Correct.
What you were doing, and you're actually spending some of your investment money. and you're doing the Ron Paul thing down here in Austin full time.
That's correct. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, I don't have the assets to retire permanently, but I do have enough to see through this incredible grassroots campaign and work it through the March primaries here in Texas. I'm committed to working this through the March primaries, and that would be about 1 year of my life and resources dedicated to the Ron Paul revolution. And I got to tell you, I'm thrilled with the progress that we've made. And if you asked me back in April what we'd be able to accomplish, I would never dream that we would have gotten as far as we've already gotten, especially with Ron Paul's record-breaking fundraising days. You know, I'm a fanatical Ron Paul supporter, but I would have never believed that he could raise $20 million in a quarter. I would have said, you're nuts. And look what's happened.
Well, and look at Hillary Clinton with all the Clinton-Bush money behind them. Mm-hmm. In the entire year of 2007, she managed to raise $100 million, and Ron Paul did that in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And this, Don, this is what I said about Ron Paul and about his continued support. The genie is out of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They can't put it back. He's out there. They're trying desperately to ignore him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the coverage on television is absolutely disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
We saw when Mr. Huckleberry, and I just referred to him as Mr. Huckleberry, but I don't mean to be, sound?
Too disrespectful.
Too disrespectful, but, you know, here's a guy. You know, I mean, he's a nice guy. He was a Baptist preacher. He was all these things. But if you look at these guys' records, I mean, Hillary Clinton, Obama, I mean, what has he done? He's a first-time senator. That's on the Democrat side. John Edwards. You know, I mean, all fine and dandy, but these are spit and polish, run-of-the-mill politicians. You can see them, you can smell them a mile away. You have somebody in this race that's running on a Republican ticket, and all the polls are showing, not the official sanctioned, mm-hmm. you know, here we are on air, come on, and, you know, that kind of thing. No, but all the straw polls, all the polls that they're doing online, everything like that, Ron Paul's beating the snot out of them. Now, you mentioned the fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he got a lot of attention. And Sean Hannity asked him on the radio program, the interview he just did, he said, well, what are Republicans asking you and Democrats asking you when you talk to them in the halls? They're asking me how I raise all that money. And they're mm-hmm. absolutely befuddled because mm-hmm. there wasn't big campaign centers. There weren't paid volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the political mechanizations. You've seen it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know how this runs.
Mm-hmm.
They are completely aghast that just grassroots Americans,
mm-hmm.
not being dictated from the top down here, do this, do that, push this button, tie that bow, stamp that envelope,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Yeah.
You know, this was completely grassroots,
yeah.
out of the control of any Ron Paul personality.
Right. That's right. It is unprecedented, you know. It's absolutely unprecedented that people would organize themselves and spend their own money on an independent campaign on behalf of their candidate. It's unheard of. The other untold story about Ron's fundraising is that $20 million has gone to paid staff. You know, the FEC campaign, Ron Paul 2008 Presidential Campaign Committee. But imagine how much people are spending in terms of their own volunteer time and their independent expenditures. Some large examples are the USA Today full-page advertisement,
mm-hmm.
the Ron Paul blimp, countless others. I mean, nobody knows how much money is being spent by the grassroots in their independent campaign.
Well,
I mean, and if you look at the money spent by independent grassroots activists, you know, Ron Paul is annihilating the entire slate of competition, both sides. Who's going to go out there and spend their own money to promote Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding me? You know, when I was in New Hampshire for 5 days, we were canvassing, and we walked up to a door of this old woman, and she was a longtime Republican primary voter, right? Consistent Republican primary voter. She was on our canvas list. And guess who was standing up there at her front door talking to her?
Another politician?
It was a Hillary Clinton worker, you know, college student, working for Hillary Clinton, knocking on a Republican door. That's what you can do with money, right? There's no way she would be there if she weren't being paid by the Clinton campaign to knock on a Republican door.
That's exactly right. And it was really fascinating. Hillary Clinton, before Berkeley, was actually a Barry Goldwater fan.
That's true.
Go figure.
A lot of people don't know that.
That's true. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Answering our country's call, Ron Paul became a flight surgeon in the Air Force. As a doctor, Ron Paul delivered over 4,000 babies and is a leading defender of life. In Congress, Ron Paul never voted to raise taxes, never voted for an unbalanced budget, never voted to restrict gun rights or raise congressional pay. Protecting our God-given freedom, Ron Paul for president.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
I'm John Statmiller. I'm John Statmiller, and I approve of Ron Paul, and so does Don Zimmerman. Don, I appreciate you spending...
Have we ever.
I appreciate you spending the time with us today. You up for some phone calls?
Sure. Thanks for having me on, John.
Well, then, not a problem. You know where my support here is, and I am not a political animal. I was the last person on the face of this planet that I ever saw myself getting behind a political candidate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it was. I'm looking at a very broken system, and here we've got a... I'm not embellishing here, but we got a white knight on the steed riding in, holding up the rule book, that being the Constitution.
Right.
And it just capturing people's imaginations. They're hearing stuff they've never heard before from Ron Paul. And in political circles, that's like dynamite, because these guys are all about campaign promises and mm-hmm. how to fix this problem or that problem, and it's all business as usual. This guy's going, wait a minute here. We've got some fundamental flaws here. This machine is broken, and unless we fix it, this country ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy knows exactly what's going on. Let's go to Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence. Clarence, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Happy New Year to all of you people.
Yep, Happy New Year.
And you're really hitting on the thing that I wanted to talk about, which is Ron Paul. I've been talking all day. I'm retired from the federal government. Believe me, I know how wicked they are. I get a check from them, but, well, you know, that's the way it goes. But I'll tell you this about them. It's a corrupt organization, and, I mean, right down from the, right from the top to the roots. But I want to tell you about Ron Paul. That's where he's a fresh breath of air. He's the one that wants to take this thing and smooth it out.
Well, and Clarence, you know, and I'd made this observation before about Ron Paul, and I likened him about being the captain on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if somebody were to just plop you down in a situation and say, here you go, you're at the helm of the ship. Oh, by the way, it's going to go down. You know, here's a guy that didn't seek the office of the presidency. This thing started as, hey, Ron, why don't you run for president? Okay. He's got campaign people that had started with him when he was very, very small. This thing has gotten rather big. And I expressed my concerns with Don yesterday about that very subject. I hope that he's got the legs and the personnel to carry this fight for another 4 months.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Let your guest.
Don Zimmerman.
Yeah, John, the way I look at this, I got involved with this back in February and March time frame when I had conversations about it. And people, you still hear this a lot. You know, Ron Paul can't win. How many times have you heard Ron Paul can't win, you know?
Probably the same amount of time as they'll say that we can never put a man on the moon.
You know, at least that many times. Probably 20 million times we've heard that, and we have $20 million to show for it. But what I tell people is, you know what? You're right. I mean, he has the same chance as George Washington and the Continental Army fighting the British Empire. They have no chance. But they won anyway. George Washington and the Continental Army, George Washington had snipers, assassins, assigned to take him out. He had no money. He had a pathetically, underfunded, undertrained, you couldn't even call it a military. You shouldn't call it an army, a bunch of ragtag people who were so poorly provisioned. You know, they were dying from the elements.
There was the Continental Army, and then there was the militia,
and
or
the
volunteers, yeah.
I mean, there's no way those guys had any chance of defeating the British Empire. So if you want to tell me that Ron Paul has no chance, I would say, you know what, he's got the same chance as George Washington and the Continental Army. No chance. And he can win anyway, just like they did.
Don, it's something, and I've said this for a long, long time, that the one thing people have been without, and that is hope. And the one thing, if you lose, you might as well cash it in, turn out the lights, the party's over. If you ever lose your hope, mm-hmm. then you lose everything. What Ron Paul has ignited, and not just with conservative Republicans, I've had it up to my eyeballs with what is deemed as being conservative Republicans.
The word has no meaning anymore.
It absolutely does not.
No, it doesn't have any meaning anymore.
If you look at the Republican platform, you would swear it was penned by Thomas Jefferson or George Washington.
Yeah, it's terrific by and large. You know?
It is, and yeah. Here's a guy that's going back to the very roots, going back to the very platform that this party is standing on, and in my estimation, the way it's looked to me is if the Republican people just said, hey, you know, that's great, Ron. Hey, nice job. But here's Mr. Huckabee, or here's Mr. This, or whatever. In my estimation, Don, if the Republican National Convention does not nominate this guy as president, then they have no interest in this country's survival. Because here is the only guy that's captaining the Titanic. He knows he's going to hit that iceberg, but I'm going to tell you what. There is nobody that I'd rather have in the White House in 2009, taking office in January, than Ron Paul. Because he's the only guy that I have any hope in that he can keep the helm straight and get us out of trouble. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
President says he will bring our troops home from Iraq.
We went in there illegally. We did not declare war. It's lasting way too long. We're losing this one. We shouldn't be there. We ought to just come home.
Ron Paul wants government off the backs of working people. He'll rein in the IRS, cut taxes, and runaway deficit spending.
The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government, and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us. We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with.
A veteran, doctor, 10-term congressman, and strong family man, Ron Paul is a patriot we can be proud to call our next president.
Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Ron Paul, a president to be proud of.
I like that ad a lot. By the way, Don, have you heard of Charles Copeland? Did I lose him? I lost him. All right. Well, get him back on the line. Hope he's not on his cell phone. He's out in the boonies. Well, I was going to ask Don. He'll be back with us in a minute here. Charles Copeland, why is he planning to walk across America? Now, folks, have you ever heard of anybody else doing this? Charles Copeland is putting his feet to his support for Congressman Ron Paul, literally. Charles Copeland, Revolution Walk, seeks to draw national attention to Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign. The event is scheduled to start on May 1 in Houlton, Maine, the point at which the Interstate 95 enters Canada and will continue southward on U.S. 1, snaking down the shore toward the New Hampshire border before continuing across the rest of the nation. And this is a quote from him. He said, "I'm not the first person to ever attempt to walk such a length of America." He said this on December 28th in a public announcement of the Revolution Walk. In fact, many others have covered far greater distances than what I'll be walking. The difference between all other walks spanning America and this one is that mine is for the future of our constitutional republic, literally. And, you know, these are the type of people, folks, that, you know, not to disenfranchise, not the mentally challenged out there. These are people that all over the United States, all over the world, that recognize one thing, that we got to get this guy in the White House. If we don't, America's done. And you know what else they recognize? They're done as well. Now, how often do campaigns and who is in the White House, does this affect other people in other countries? When have they shown support? And what did they care who was president of the United States? Most people in this country for a lot of years didn't even care who was in the White House. So, you know, Charles Copeland, he's just one person out there doing something. You know, people used to ask me all the time, "Well, what can I do? What can I do?" I don't know. You've got a brain. You've got an imagination. What can you do? Let me flip the question back on you. What can you do? Get Julie to call him again. We're going to get a secretary here to call him. My producer just went into catatonic brain fart. Hey, this is live radio. You know, stuff like this happens, guy. At any rate, you know, people all over the globe literally are watching this because they know. You know, and the Ron Paul campaign, okay, she is calling. Well, why didn't she call him from here so she doesn't have to transfer the call? Take your headphones off. She's talking to you. She's talking to you. I got a relatively new guy on the board. You know what? Baptism by fire. It's a good thing. At any rate, this is what's at stake, folks. And I do financial shows on this network. I know what is going on. I know the full breadth and depth of the problems this country is facing. And one of the problems, and it's really twofold. It's really twofold. One is you have the money masters. We have a government that decided that it was going to deal with a foreign corporation, that being the bankers, and they were going to deal with a private corporation for the running of the economics inside this country. Well, it was all fine and dandy for a number of years until the inherent flaw of the funny money system popped up. That's right. Devaluation, 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 until it's worth absolutely nothing. They keep calling it inflation. You know, how many people out on the streets do you talk to that if you ask a question and just ask them, what is inflation? Well, that's the cost of goods and services going up. Okay, that's fair. Why? Well, supply and demand, I've heard all the answers. I have yet really to find anybody. There was a couple of people that did answer it correctly because they knew about the money system. They read Creature from Jekyll Island, so they knew. It was similar to what Ron Parsley had done, the preacher out of Columbus, Ohio. Somebody had sent him the book, Creature from Jekyll Island. He read it. He got in his ministry on a Sunday afternoon, and he said, "Hey, look, folks, I got something to tell you here. The other thing, the other crisis that's facing America, and the same very same people that touched Mr. Huckleberry and knighted this guy, Council on Foreign Relations. And the Council on Foreign Relations was set up solely and wholly for one purpose and one purpose only: to meld this government, this economy, this culture, all of what we are, into a global government. You know, when I saw the Democrats, by the way, talking about George Bush, oh, well, he lied to us about this war. Well, he lied. Let me tell you something, folks. Every president that's been in the office has lied for one reason or another. In their own minds, they've been justified. For them, it's national security. Oh, we can't tell the sheeple out there. I'm sorry, the people, you know the truth. We cannot entrust them with what's really going on and have the American people either firmly behind our decisions or opposing them. So we just won't tell them what it is. The two problems that this country is facing is those people, the globalists, the heads of corporations that line the seats of the Council on Foreign Relations, the politicians, the heads of corporations, the media that are complicit in this turnover of this country, the sovereignty, the very essence, everything that this country stands for, into a world government. And Ron Paul knows this, and he's spoken about it. He's spoken about the New World Order openly and in public. He has gone after these banksters. He's gone after the surety note people. Oh, that's right, the Internal Revenue Service. His message is about liberty. It's about freedom, getting the government back in its box, and getting on with this. What is happening when you call him? You hit an answering machine? And that's really bizarre. Try him again. We'll see if we can get him back up. For some reason, our line of communications was cut. And just when I wanted to get into the issue, and I'd spoken to Don, and this was one of the major things that he and I were talking about yesterday, was all this hype and brouhaha about, oh, they're going to kill Ron Paul. And I sat across from his desk, and I looked at him, and I said, what is this about? I've got Alan Stang writing about this. I mean, somebody was on Alex Jones' show talking about, oh, Ron Paul's going to get assassinated. He shook his head, and he is of the same mind I am. We haven't even gotten this guy elected, and you're already picking out what funeral parlor he's going to be laid out in. How ridiculous is this? And again, let me mention this, folks. It is that fear factor, that uncertainty. Look, I I'll be honest with you, folks. I have no tolerance or any patience for anybody that is pumping out that kind of message, allowing that kind of message to go out there. Now, is it not in the back of everybody's mind? Well, of course it is. But we're in the business right now. You can't multitask and plan for a guy's funeral all the while planning for this guy to be in the White House. You see, there's a little problem here. But yet they continue to do it. I mean, I got on Alan Stang. I called him Alan Stank the other day. I've yet to talk to Alan. Alan used to be on this network. But one day, soon, I will have a conversation with Alan. And I'm going to start nipping at this guy's heels to put out negativity. And that was that, almost simultaneously with Zimmerman. Almost that same word at the same time came out of our mouths at the same time. Negativity. There's enough people that don't like Ron Paul. There's enough people that want to maintain the status quo, and that's the sleigh ride to hell. And then they forgot to lay down the snow. It's the sleigh ride to hell in this country right now. Are not things negative enough? Oh, well, let's just start talking about killing the guy off. I mean, it's ridiculous. There are going to have to be very, very, very good and sharp people around Ron Paul. And, well, I think there will be. And I will say this, and I mean this sincerely, that if they do shoot this guy, that's it for me. There's no sense in doing any more radio programming. There's no sense in talking about this great republic that's been hijacked by neocons and the communists and the two-party system and the Council on Foreign Relations and the globalists and the Bilderbergs and the bankers and the tax people and all this stuff. It will be, at this point, over. Now, this is the harsh realities that people have not wanted to look at. And I think in a lot of people's minds, this is a motivating factor of getting Ron Paul in there, because the guy is a constitutionalist. He will follow the rule book. He will, as president, put a grinding halt to a lot of practices that have been absolutely killing this country. He will do these things. Is he a threat? Absolutely, he's a threat to a lot of different people. The reverse side of this is if he's not in the White House, we are all in danger. Now, I don't know what your Constitution is made up of, folks, and I'm not talking about the literal paper Constitution, the founding document rule book here for this country. I'm talking about you. What are you made of? Would you take on a job? Would you take on a job that somebody told you, you know, You may not see the end of your term here. This might wear you out. Would you take the job? Would you take the job? And when I hear stuff, oh, they're going to shoot Ron Paul, oh, kill this guy. Well, tell you what, I'm passionate enough about this that if I was in Ron Paul's presence and somebody whipped out a gun and tried to shoot him, I would step in front of that gun, or step in front of that bullet. I would not let him take this guy down. There's a lot of people in this country, ladies and gentlemen, that have given up their lives fighting for what they thought was freedom. You see the propaganda machine going on all the time. What is the one thing when they do the news stories on our soldiers over in Iraq and Afghanistan right now? That they're heroes, they're fighting for our freedom. No, they're not. God bless them, they're fighting for our destruction. And that is a very harsh thing to say, but it is true. And this is the thing that this country needs, is a little bit more truth, to hold people accountable, to hold them under the searing light of truth and not let them wiggle away. Responsibility, not only from people in government, but folks, our own responsibility towards this country and towards this government. What is our responsibility? Was our responsibility to sit back, get fat, do nothing, hire a bunch of middle managers to run this country into the ground? Was that our job? Was that our part in American history? Was this the reason our generation is here? To just sit back and witness the destruction of this great republic only 230 some years into it? I don't think so. Let's go back to the phones here while we still try to locate Don. I don't know what his deal is. I'm going to choke the guy when I see him. I'm just joking. Nick in Michigan. Hello, Nick. Nick, oh. Are you there? Yes, sir.
Yes. Thanks for having me on, John.
Yes.
And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to bring you up to speed here in Michigan. I'm 100% disabled vet. And I go down to the vet hospital at least once, sometimes twice a month.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to my doctor today. And I bought a hat from John, from Ron Paul,
uh-huh.
And buttons and road signs and the whole bit. And then I donated a whole month's worth of my disability towards Ron Paul. But anyways, make a small story short, I was talking to my doctor today, and he said that a lot of the vets are talking about Ron Paul at the hospital. And as I walked through the hospital, I got my hat on, and everybody's giving me thumbs up. So the rumor that went around it, that the vets were supporting him, and I concur with that. So I just thought I'd bring you up to speed with that.
Well, and that's interesting because he's the only candidate that's been getting support. Now, you would think among veterans, and let's just curtain the veterans off here for a second, say that they're in the land of Oz here, and they really don't know what's going on. You would think that they'd be voting and pulling for John McCain, you know, being in the Vietnam War, being a prisoner of war and all this stuff. Yep. You would think that they would be backing McCain, but that's not the case. That is not the case. They see the folly and the error of this. You know, the true numbers about the Iraqi deaths and the true numbers about the American soldiers' deaths, these servicemen know better than we. It is their lives that are being just absolutely flushed down the toilet.
Right.
You know, they're losing their lives. Their families are being destroyed. They're getting limbs blown off.
Well, everybody I talk to, John, you know, they all, pretty much all of them say that, you know, at least he sounds like he's telling the truth. And there's no doubt in my mind, I just say it to him, yeah, he's the only one that's telling the truth. He's telling you just the way it is.
And that's,
have to do.
Yeah, Nick, that's saying a lot, because in this world today, there's a lot of people out there professing to have the banner of truth, and they're flying that flag real high. But, it you know, without even knowing, and Ron Paul came out of nowhere for a lot of people. But when they hear the man speak, thank God the American people can still understand the truth when they hear it. All through the rhetoric and all through the razzmatazz and the political stuff that we see going on, thank God that people still have a brain and they can think for themselves.
Well, what hooked me up with Ron Paul many years ago was when the Federal Reserve Chairman used to go in front of Congress there, the House, and he sat on the committee, and he questioned Alan Greenspan at the time, and it just kicked me off how he just laid it right on the line with the guy. And he was the only one that did it. Everybody else was kissing him. But Ron Paul was asking the hard questions. So I've watched him all through all these years. And that's when I turned around and said, there's the man right there.
You know, it's funny. I got into an argument with an editor from the Austin Un-American Statesman down here. The reason why they weren't covering Ron Paul, he's from Texas. He's running for president. Why the heck aren't you guys covering him? The editor says, I don't think I want to talk to you anymore. Nick, thanks for your call. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
congressman from Texas, serving in my 10th term. I am the champion of the Constitution. I'm suggesting very strongly that we should have a foreign policy of non-intervention. The weapons weren't there. Our national security was not threatened. We're more threatened now by staying. The sooner we come home, the better. It was a mistake to go. So it's a mistake to stay. If we made the wrong diagnosis, we should change the treatment. I tried very hard to solve this problem before we went to war by saying, declare war if you want to go to war, fight it, and win it.
It's going to be a fine one. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul will be joining us. Ron Paul! He's a sensation!
That he is. Let's go back to the phones. Ron in Oklahoma. Hello, Ron. You there, Ron?
Yeah, yeah, John. Here in a couple things. Here in Oklahoma, of course, we have lifelong Democrats supporting Ron Paul, Bush Republicans. Like you just got through saying, people, once they hear his message, then they start to come around. But it, getting that message out has been awfully hard.
It has been, because and it's the lackeys that are in the mainstream media. I cannot prove this, Ron, but I know that the memos have been sent down from on high about Ron Paul, because it's no accident. All the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, you name it, if it's a news service, a television network, it doesn't matter. It has been like pulling hen's teeth to get this guy airtime. You know, they injected all the free airtime and the publicity, stuff that Mr. Huckabee could not afford, all of a sudden for the past 3.5-4 weeks was like an avalanche to this guy. And they're pumping this guy up. But you're right. The more people that hear Ron Paul's message, the more he's going to be the favorite for the White House, no doubt.
Well, I agree with you. There can't be all those reporters, media, news people can't be brain dead. But also here in Oklahoma, CFR Trilateralist OU President David Boren is holding meetings to try to draft Bloomberg as an independent candidate, which makes me wonder if he's not thinking down the road of possible Ron Paul independent candidacy and splitting the vote.
Well, and that is a very strong possibility. My sense of this, Ron, is that Ron Paul has repeatedly said, you know, he's been asked, are you going to run for independent if you don't get the GOP nod? And he has repeatedly says, I have no plans of doing that. But as committed as this guy is, I cannot see it any other way. And I think you're correct. I think the political strategists out there have looked at this. They know Bloomberg has got very deep pockets. They know he's a favored son, an insider, a ring knocker, if you will. And I think Bloomberg, if Ron Paul does not run independent, I think you're going to see Bloomberg enter this race. And I don't know if that's going to be a bad thing. If he does run third party, does run independent, rather, I don't know if that's a bad thing. Because the way I see this, I know he can chop Bloomberg to absolute bits, as well as he can Hillary Clinton, whoever the Democrats are going to put up. And he's done a fair job against his Republican counterparts in the party. So I don't know necessarily that's a bad thing, but the thought occurred to me as you're explaining who this guy is, that these are the people that need to be done away with, because they're part of the globalist plan. We're all global now. And you're starting to see the cheerleaders. And what they don't realize is they're coming out now and they're exposing themselves for what they really are. I don't know if they realize, Ron, that there's a downside. Hang on a second. We'll carry you through the break. Hour two of the National Intel Report coming up.
Since 19... 19-